I'm here now with Levi and Landon. Hi, Levi and Landon.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good.
You having a good Wednesday?
Yeah.
At least it's not raining, right?
Yep.
Exactly. We're happy about that. Hey, boys, what book are we talking about today?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Getaway.
By?
The newest book. By Jeff Kinney.
Nice job, boys. Jeff Kinney. Have you read all of the Wimpy Kid books?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
I own four of them.
So you've read just four?
Yep.
How many have you read, buddy?
Three.
Well, this is exciting then. You've got a lot of reading ahead of you, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, boys, go ahead. And without giving too many spoilers away, tell us about The Getaway.
So it starts off as Dredd's family. They start off, it's Christmas Eve.
So they're watching TV, and then they just see this event. And it was a commercial about this one place about Isla de Corrales or something like that.
Yep.
It was in Spanish, and it's just tropical.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cold by where they lived.
Yep.
And Roderick, he was already prepared. He was already in tank top and flip-flops shorts.
And so was Manny with a floaty, a ducky
one.
Awesome.
With shades on his.
And so they were watching TV.
Yep.
And then they see the commercial, and then it's all romantic.
Oh boy!
They just
and that's the place where their mom and dad
had their honeymoon.
Yeah.
Oh.
And once they get there, they had the and then they wanted the exact same room.
Mm-hmm.
But things have changed, and there's a wild side and a mild side.
And but the parent side was the
wild side,
but no kids could be there. But so the mild side was the mild side. That the kids could only be by. So it was, and teenagers was too.
So they had to be on the mild side or the wild side?
Mild side. But sometimes some of the kids wanted to see what was on the other side.
So they climbed. There was a wall separating them.
Yeah.
And then they climbed on a tree to see over the wall.
Yes.
And then there was a picture with two kids climbing the tree. One still climbing. One already there. And then there was a
gardener that sprayed them with water.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then they fell off.
That's not good. So then the rest of the book kind of continues on what their adventures are and what goes wrong and what goes well.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So they want lunch, and then they decide they want to go to an outdoor restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one bird that acted like it was dead.
Uh-oh.
And then acted like it was like one leg got broken.
Okay.
Then once their entire family was looking at that one bird,
they gave it like some of its food.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he got the food, he called in more birds, and then chaos completely happened.
Yep.
And there were bugs crawling everywhere on their food,
there were slugs.
Ew.
There were like 50 slugs in Greg's soda.
That's nasty.
I think it was Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, hey, boys, why did you choose to read this book?
Since we started to so we picked it up like the first book, and then we just finished it, and then we got interested in it. So we kept on continuing, and then The Getaway we thought was really funny, so we thought of doing a getaway.
That's awesome.
And my story was, it was the first Diary of a Wimpy Kid book I've ever read.
Excellent.
And it was interesting. And like a year before that, I watched the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't get how he's wimpy. And then my sisters were like, you got to read the books to find out.
No,
and then I was excited when I got my first book.
Yes.
And then I read it through when it first came out.
Okay.
And then I decided to take a long break Mm-hmm. And then when I, on September 14, when I finished it, mm-hmm. I was like, I just wanted to get, like, I already had more.
Yeah. And, sweet.
And then I'm still, so I recently finished The Last Straw.
Oh, awesome.
And I am currently reading The Long Haul.
Sweet.
So.
Very cool.
I have read 5 books and I'm reading my 6th.
Life is good. Life is good.
Yeah.
Boys, let's see. I'm going to skip ahead to what is one thing you would like to ask Jeff Kinney if you could?
Ask him how he got the idea of starting the book.
Yeah.
And why, like, how much money are you making off of this?
Well, sometimes those are kind of personal questions to ask, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe a better question would be, like, do you enjoy your job?
Yeah.
Because what's more important, enjoying your job or making money?
I'm probably doing your job.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. But, you know, we wonder these things. It's all good. Boys, why should other people read this book?
It's because since it's ideas of what you should do and not should do, yeah. And where you and what you should not do if you see a commercial that has family trying to do stuff that you think you can do it, and it may not be successful at all.
That's true. Why should people read this book, Levi?
So, people should read it because it's interesting, mm-hmm. and it caught my eye when I first saw it.
Yeah.
It caught mm-hmm. my eye.
Caught your eye. And if a book catches your eye, you should read it, right?
Huh? You always want to.
Always want to. Boys, great job today. I feel like I read The Getaway, but I feel like other people will be inspired to read them and then read the rest of the series, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Boys, thanks. We will sign off by saying happy reading.
Happy reading.
Later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.